AM 1240 and 95.3 FM, WJON. My guest today is Dr. George Morris from Centricare. We're talking about COVID-19 and some of how things have been affecting our local area, St. Cloud Hospital specifically. Dr. Morris, let's discuss elective surgeries. Initially, when COVID-19 became a big concern, March, April, there was a delay on elective surgeries, put on hold. Are we concerned about doing that again? Is that going to happen, or is it happening at St. Cloud Hospital?
We are at a point now where we're very busy with normal hospital work, medical patients, along with COVID work. And what we found is that due to some of our staffing shortages, you know, meaning we have trouble finding all of the people that want to work and ensuring they're healthy enough to be there, and many of them are busy caring for our medical patients, strokes, heart attacks, COVID, that we are seeing a decrease in the numbers of, we call them add-on cases, that we can do in the hospital. And I know that there's a minor distinction here, but I think an important one. If you need a surgery and it's an emergency or an urgency, or we call it a time-sensitive surgery, we will get it done. If you need a surgery and we can do it as an outpatient, meaning you're going to go home that same day, you know, and maybe a relatively simple shoulder scope, knee scope, or even a biopsy, and you're going to go home that same day, we can get those done. There's this middle road of it's still time sensitive and important, but we might be able to delay it for a week, or we might need to have you in the hospital for 1 day. That is the hard part, where we're having trouble finding enough bed space and staff to do that. So there's a small number of patients that we can't add on cases. We already have the ones that we have scheduled, we are doing. So we're committed, because those people have been waiting for a long time, again, in that time-sensitive surgery world. So there are a very few cases, we call them add-ons, that we're delaying for this week. This is a really good question, and I apologize if I'm trying to be clear about this, but we can handle all emergencies and urgencies. We can handle the outpatient ones. There's a little small number where you might need to stay overnight, and it was an add-on, so not something planned already, that we're delaying for about a week.
Okay.
And this applies to St. Cloud Hospital. In other words, if you had something scheduled at, you know, Melrose, Monticello, Sauk, Long Prairie, Painesville, you know, or Karis, Rice Memorial and Wilmer, or even the Plaza Surgery Center. You know, we do outpatient surgeries at the Plaza Surgery Center too. Those are fine. And then we are ready to take care of you. If you have questions, please feel free to reach out to us. You know, we have our main number call line, or your surgeon's office, and we will try and answer all those questions that we can. And this is a real important time. We know that everybody's busy, but we shouldn't stop things that are medically necessary and appropriate for patients. We are committed to doing that.
How about layoffs and furloughs and things like that that have impacted so many others and other businesses? Is that type of thing impacting you at St. Cloud Hospital or within Centricare?
I'll comment a little bit. I recently read the information from Fairview about how they're approaching their challenges with layoffs and closing of facilities. We are not doing that. We have been very fortunate, and early on, we did do some, if you'd call them furloughs, or, you know, cut back on hours. We did that early on. We have been fortunate now that we are able to tailor our staffing, tailoring our people. We've been supportive. We have not done mass layoffs or ongoing furloughs. In essence, as I said earlier, we're very busy. We're looking to make sure we have enough people in certain specific jobs. I know we have job applications out there. I'm not going to plug a little bit, but our HR office would really like us to say, if you're qualified and you're looking for employment, especially in a healthcare-related field, we are looking for you. And we know that this is an important time. We also see our role in the community as a large employer, as we can help provide some of that economic stability and economic benefits to our region, and we're willing to do that.
Are you concerned about the large increase in cases of COVID-19 positives in both Iowa and Wisconsin?
I am very, and I might also say the Dakotas, you know, they're kind of going up there too a little bit for it. What we're seeing is, you know, COVID doesn't understand the borders. It doesn't understand, you know, our things. It goes with traffic patterns and behaviors. We know the policies in the different states are a little different, you know, as far as masking or social distancing or public gatherings and group sizes. And that's one thing that I wonder about, is if there are different policies, how that impacts the virus spread. And then even in Minnesota, how we actually live our policies. Perhaps, you know, the challenge of wearing a mask all the time, ensuring it's above your nose and below your chin all the time. Even if you're outside, but you can't maintain 6-foot distance, you know, imagine you're at a picnic. I know the weather is kind of turning. And you're really close together in a sheltered area for a long period of time, less than 6 feet apart, sitting at picnic tables for long periods of time, that's a risk of spread. And I want us to be thinking of spaces and using masks if you can't maintain 6 feet apart.
How about, you know, what can we do? I mean, when we have these situations, we see the numbers going up. It certainly is, you know, reason for concern, maybe alarming. What can we do to try to, you know, steer clear of this? I mean, I suppose it's a lot of the suggestions we've been going through over the last few months is 6 feet apart, stay away from others, you know, and wear masks and things like that. Is that really it?
I think right now those are our main tools. Information and trust, I think, are the other parts. There is, let's trust our experts and our advisors, both in the public health world and in the medical world. We have some great physicians and advanced practice providers. You know, I could call out a couple. If you don't mind, I'd like to call out a couple by name. Dr. David Cruz is really helping us. He's one of our pediatricians helping guide our schools. We have our infectious disease doctors, Dr. Mott and Dr. Mintzes. They have helped lead us to understand this disease better. We have a Dr. Ari Dalal, who is truly on top of all those cutting-edge treatments and helping educate our clinicians. So while I know that you might say that's our medical expertise role, we're providing, you know, world-class, nation-class treatment that we can. We also know that it's those public health interventions that we work with our county, Dr. Kim Chaden, who's our Stearns County Public Health Medical Advisor, to say it truly is each of us doing the little things, masking, distancing, hygiene, you know, washing your hands, staying 6 feet apart, being really careful about meals together, restaurants, break rooms, lunch rooms. And that's what it'll take, and really why, Jay, even working with you on this is information and trust, I think, is what's going to get us through this.
Do we know any more about whether someone, if they've had COVID-19 and recovered, do they have antibodies for a period of time? And is this the type of thing that if you've had it before, that you shouldn't necessarily feel like you're immune from getting it again?
The longest that we've seen, and this is our challenge because now we're about 7 months, you know, into this, maybe 9 months if you count back to January. One of the best research I've seen was out of Iceland that the antibodies stuck around and were effective for 4 months. Now, I know we use a 90-day kind of cycle as a caution. So, in other words, if you have COVID, essentially, you're pretty safe for 90 days or 3 months. After that, you know, our concern is, and we're all learning this, is that the antibody numbers start to go down and the effect of those antibodies starts to go down. What we're also seeing is that research for, well, even if the numbers go down, if you get exposed again, will your immune system wake back up again? And so everything we can do to help our immune system respond and be healthy is key, and that includes again, they may be simple things, but they're keep yourself healthy, get adequate sleep, you know, exercise, you know, walk, Think about if there are some vitamins that can help you out or things to help your immune system. Make sure your medical conditions are under control. And then think of your own behavioral and social health. While I know I'm advising, you know, maintain distance, to stay connected to family members, loved ones, and our community is also part of our overall mental health, behavioral health, and body health wellness. This is our time to just do it differently. And I challenge each of us to think about, how can I stay connected while I'm staying safe physically?
Yeah, certainly some challenges. It's been a tough 2020, hasn't it?
It has.
Dr. Morse, thanks for your time. I appreciate it as always. Look forward to talking to you again next week.
Jay, I very much appreciate you giving us the opportunity to talk and helping us connect with the community. Thanks very much. You're doing a great work.
Thank you. That's Dr. George Morris from Centricare, joining us every week here on WJON.